This is a download from BFM 89.9, the business station.
This is Frida Liu. You're listening to Enterprise. After spending 20 years in law and then venturing into retail, building franchise brands like Halcyon Days, she and her daughter decided to start their own brand of shoes, Faith London. I'm here with Sue Sherpin. Good morning, Sherpin.
Good morning, Frida. Good to hear from you again. You know, it's like every opportunity to talk to a friend, you know, it's a delight. Thank you.
Yes, And of course, we spoke a couple of years ago on Her Vantage about your reason, you know, moving from law into starting this business. So, of course, people will remember you for bringing the Anya Haimach branch to Malaysia, and then you went into Halcyon Days, right? Why did you decide to bring in this brand before we get into Faith London?
Well, I was in legal practice for 20 years, and then I felt it was in my, it was a turning point for my late 40s. I realized that life could be different, life could be, you know, something else, that there should be more interest in life than just one, you know, particular profession. So I was intrigued and about by business and all the business men and women that I used to work with. So I decided to venture out, and by chance, I went into fashion business. So I started Anya Haimach. That was almost 16 years ago. And then, I also brought in French Soul, both are UK labels. But I do not own those two franchises anymore because there have been changes in the shareholders. Right. And, you know, life goes on. But Anya and I are still really great friends. We still hope one day we can work together again. And also, especially with this pandemic, you know, things are more fluid. We have to adapt to changes, new ideas, new hopes. And I've been lucky to actually got to know this chairman of Halcyon Days. Her name is Pamela Harper. So she is one of the kindest women I have met in my life. She owns the brand Halcyon Days, but she has got a glorious career in fashion luxury for more than 30 years. So she also owns the factory that produces all the products for Halcyon Days. Hence, we can be absolutely sure that Halcyon Days products definitely made in the UK. Only the scarves are made in Lake Como. So, like the idea of Halcyon Days having three royal warrants. Three royal warrants as in the Queen of England, Prince Philip, and Prince Charles. So, in the world, there are only 14 companies with three royal warrants. Yes, and we are the only brand in the world with three royal warrants that carry the products of Fibon China. So we are extremely proud to deal with Halcyon Days UK, especially when, you know, it's so nice to deal with a chairman like a friend. So it doesn't even feel like business. It feels like, you know, an accidental collaboration with lots of kindness, support, and we can co-create some ideas. If we believe that certain things work very well in Malaysia, we can actually suggest to them, and we can have them made in UK only for us.
And this is so interesting, right? Because, like, you know, I guess like you were talking, even though you're not in partnership with Anya Haimach per se, but the people that you connect with on a business level, it is important, I guess, to be friends, to be, you know, and that's important as well, an important aspect of business. For people who don't know Halcyon Days, can you tell us a little bit about the brand?
Yes, Halcyon Days started in the year of 1950. So that means 70 years by now. So they started off as, you know, like a place where people will source luxury gifts for very high level people in the society. For example, the royalty in UK So Halcyon Days has been supplying to Buckingham Palace and the other royalties for more than 60 years. At the same time, I think when the chairman brought over the brand, she realized that this is not a brand that is catered for royalties only. This should be enjoyed by all of us. So she realizes that it's good to have a rollout of lifestyle products like bangles and watches, ashtray, and all the things. I mean, after all, the royalties are like us. They are human beings too. We too can enjoy that wonderful tea set. We too can enjoy that wonderful dining set. So I like that perspective of the brand, because a lot of people think luxury means only for the very rich. But I don't think so. I think you can select your own little luxury you can afford at any point of your life, and you can slowly upgrade or, you know, yourself by having more enjoyment. So this is what I like about the brand. So it's made in UK, all handmade by artisans in UK who have been doing plates and, you know, beautiful cups for more than 30 years of their life. So literally the only thing they do in their life. So which I think in this modern world, everything is made by machine or even AI now. So I think that
yes,
to be made by hand and to be made by artisans who have such immense passion.
And it's so funny, right? Something that is 70 years old by British standards is young. Right, you know, but it's a history of 70 years. But what was also interesting is that you were saying that there was a lot of demand because people were staying at home, working from home, and they want their tea sets. They're appreciating their home a lot more.
Yes, absolutely. Actually, when we started the brand in Malaysia, it was literally less than 1 year before the pandemic. So we have been a new brand in town, trying to create more awareness as well. But during the pandemic, we learned so much that people love to have their little enjoyment at home. I think it used to be a practice to buy these dining sets for collection. And you put them in a cupboard. And then when your friends come, you will show your friends, these are my collection, you know. But I think that that has changed. Because I think people's perception of enjoyment of life has changed. We have realized that, hey, you know, don't wait for tomorrow, don't wait for next year, let's enjoy now. But of course, I'm talking about enjoyment that one can afford, one can, you know, really have it. I'm not asking people to enjoy something they cannot afford. After all, it is a very difficult time for all of us.
I think like the simple little luxuries that we can, you know, like just to still try to normalize life as much as possible, right? And you know, when you brought this brand in, right, how did you know Malaysians would like it? You know, sometimes you just like, you don't know whether the Malaysians would like it or not.
Yeah, I never thought I would have a brand, I would have a business of such sort, you know. So I didn't even wear bangles much, but now I wear bangles every day because I think it was Pamela, the chairman, and the team that really helped us to understand the, you know, specialness of this brand. So it took me about 3 years to really be convinced to start working on this brand. Yeah, but then I realized that it's really unique to have three Royal Warrants made in UK, handmade by artisans. So I think people now, as much as we are modern, we treasure this specialty, you know, this craftsmanship that's getting really rare. So I think it becomes more precious. So I like that factor.
Okay, and of course now you know you brought in several franchise brands, and you started your own brand called Faith London. We'll talk about that in just a moment. I'm here with Su Sherpin from Faith London. Stay tuned to Enterprise BFM 89.9.
Busy finding money, BFM 89.9.
You're listening to Enterprise. Good morning. I'm Frida Liu. I'm here with Sue Shepin talking about her new brand, Faith London. And of course, she's also brought in Halcyon Days. So what made you decide to start your own brand with Faith London?
Well, Faith is spelled in F-E-I-T-H, Faith. So I went through quite a patch of a tough business situation, put it that way, when I was managing French Soul. It was not my intention to close it down, but due to a change of shareholders in UK, that it became improper for all of us worldwide to carry the brand. So all the stores closed down worldwide. So I had no choice. So, but when I was actually closing down the shop, we had so much feedback from our customers that we love your shoes and we love this, we love that. I realized that the women in Malaysia really like shoes that are made in European country, number one. Number two is that they want the shoes to be fairly priced, as in the region of, say, 500 to 1,005. So not 5,000, not 8,000, not 10,000. Not everybody is into shoes of that price range.
Not a deposit for a house,
Yeah, even for people who can afford them, they still say that those are too expensive. I do understand that people who can afford, fine, go for it, and you like the brand, go for it. So I'm talking about providing the women here with an option that is workable, lovely, comfortable, and elegant. I do think that women always love the look of being elegant, comfortable. I don't think struggling with heels is sexy. I think wearing a shoe that you are comfortable with at any height would be sensuous and beautiful.
Right.
I think that's what we should go for, you know, and every woman has a different feel of the pad of cutting as well as height. But we get amazing feedback for our European shoes that we have imported.
And it was quite interesting how you also, you know, found the makers of these shoes. And I think it's also quite a change from having franchise brands to starting your own brand, right? What were some of the things, like, I didn't know this was going to happen? Plus the pandemic.
Yes, absolutely. I mean, I want to explain why I call it Faith, F-E-I-T-H. As I said, I went through a very tough time transforming myself from one business to another business. Any entrepreneur will tell you that it's difficult when you spend years building up a brand and then you need to rebuild yourself. But I think in the process of our transformation, as well as surviving a tough time, and my daughter's came back from UK and joined me immediately after her law degree in UK. So I felt that it was like a rediscovery of my own faith in life. Together with my daughter, Wen Fei, so it carries her name and it carries my heart, you know, my passion. So together, we hope to discover our own new faith. So I think for people who wonder why I call it Faith, this is why. And we have also registered the brand in London because all our products are made in European country. We believe that is a good platform for us to grow the brand in the long run. But because of this situation, we decided to have our first shop in Malaysia. So it is in Farah Heights 88, a very, very small shop. But we believe that we can have maximalism right, in the smallest of space. I think there's so much talk about minimalism. But I realized from my journey of life as a lawyer and as an entrepreneur that it doesn't always have to be minimalism. But you can have maximalism in an understated way. You know, I like that contrast that perhaps, you know, sometimes we don't realize we like, but we can explore that, you know, new trend. Mix it up, you know, and yet enjoy yourself in the quiet way. I like that feeling. So we brought in Faith, we registered that in London, and we had been hoping to launch it in London, but unfortunately the pandemic has stopped us from going to London, and we already have friends in London who are, you know, willing to help us to promote it. We won't be having shops in London, but we could use that as a platform for wholesale and retail.
Right. Right. And you know, so you, it was quite a journey looking for the shoemaker, right?
Yes, absolutely. It's a journey of discovery and surprise and compassion, I would say. When they hear my story about the transformation that I tried to explain just now, they have been very supportive, and they think that, wow, you know, we like the idea of this mother and daughter business. We like the idea of how you want to project your brand in that DNA. So we are very, very, very lucky to have discovered amazing shoe manufacturer in Spain, fourth generation shoemaker, another family in France, again, fourth generation shoemaker. And we have recently started working with the bag supplier in Italy. So we find that with our quiet little network that we have, or I have over my years of retail, has somehow drawn us to amazing people. Having said that, because we opened our shop in KL in December 2019, and 1 month later, the lockdown in China started. So there was, I mean, basically the tourists disappeared immediately worldwide. So it is a crazy time for us to open the shop. Within 1 month, pandemic started. I know pandemic started earlier in 2019, but the lockdown started in January. So that immediately put us in a very, very tough condition. Then we thought, you know, never mind, we find our own way. So during the MCO1, my daughter Wenfei started our own online platform for Faith. It was a in-house, you know, like homegrown online platform. Hasn't been able to function the best way we can, but it is a starting point because we don't really have the resources now to employ every professional to do every job we want. The time will come, but not now.
Yeah. Right. And you know, how often do you, you know, come up with, well, what's the plan for the number of new collections, right? And I guess the whole design process. And of course, I'm sure things have to change because of the situation as is. But what was your initial plan, like in terms of new collections?
Yes, we think that our brand is seasonal, you know, doesn't have to be seasonal. I don't particularly like the idea of conventional thinking. I started my life with a conventional thinking and I went into a conventional profession, but I realized that life doesn't have to be conventional. So we feel that our brand can be applied for all seasons, all countries.
Right.
At different weather, for different weather. Yeah, for different women, for different color. So we think that by doing so, we actually enlarge our capture of our customer base. So we just need time to grow it.
And what has been your marketing approach, you know, for all these brands? I know one of the things that, you know, and I've also been invited to, you know, you have, you get women to get together. Obviously, that has to take a backseat, but, you know, I guess now also online as well, right? But what has been your marketing strategy when it comes to all these brands you've had?
People have been telling me that online is the answer. I don't think so. I think it only applies to a certain brand that has been around. And maybe they sell products that are not size sensitive. Shoes are highly size sensitive in the cutting as well. So for me, it is really for people to come to our shop and try out the shoes. But of course, because of the pandemic, many people are not so comfortable with going to shopping malls. So what we have done is we try to create a little lunch with small groups of people with very, very big space so that they have, you know, the social distancing, the comfort of shopping and knowing the brand. So we find that has worked for us tremendously well. The other thing is that everyone has come back to me who came to my lunch or my tea is that we all love reconnecting. So I actually think the future of retail is the reconnection in the physical sense. Yeah, I really think so. I think that will bring people closer to the brand, the understanding of the brand, and also a longer relationship with a brand. I think online is very touch and go. They can jump to another platform and another platform and another platform because there's no human factor there. So I really truly believe that retail is really a personal people-to-people connection. Mm.
And, you know, final question, mother and daughter working together, right? You know, what's it like? And I guess what do you both bring to the table?
Yeah, I'm very lucky and I really mean it. I'm not saying it because I'm on interview now, you know. People have been commenting to me and Wenfei that we work so well together. I think we have that bonding since, you know, Wenfei was little. At the age of 15, she already started going for buying trips with me. She went to all my buying meetings. She would take some little photos for me sometimes, and she will have to clear some of the mess that I made sometimes, you know, like reorganizing things. So she's so used to attending a fashion buy meeting. But it was, you know, her ambition to become a barrister. So, you know, she became
like
a barrister like me. So that also, you know, it really showed the conventional thinking that if you're a barrister, you practice as a lawyer. If you're a doctor, you practice as a doctor. It's not always so, doesn't apply to everyone. So coming to the mother-daughter thing, we actually feel that because we know each other so well that we are able to maneuver ourselves very well in this small family business. Because there's no way, no point in really arguing over small thing. We don't. We only discuss and then we will see each other's view. And because we are 30 years apart, it actually provides two sometimes good and sometimes contrasting views that we all need. You know, so she thinks for the younger people, I think for the older people. But I always tell her that, no, I also know how the younger people think.
Right.
I know how all people think.
Okay, so it's been interesting. And then, of course, you know, your daughter also did law and then after has joined the family business. Well, you know, I'm looking forward to seeing the new collections and, you know, further success down the road. It's been challenging for all of us. And, you know, kudos for you for being in this space for, I guess, close to 20 years now.
Yes.
Just retail experience.
Yeah, 18 years.
18 years, right. So, you know, it's been a hell of a ride for a lot of you, right? Thanks for spending time. I've been speaking to Sue Champion from Halcyon Days and also from Faith London. You've been listening to Enterprise BFM 89.9.
Thank you for listening to this podcast. To find more great interviews, go to bfm.my or find us on iTunes. BFM 89.9, the business station.